Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the world premiere podcast, The Attic. This is co-producer. I've got the crew standing by, and every Monday night, 7 o'clock, we'd like to be a part of your podcast library. So without further ado, how's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, how you doing there, Carmen? All right, Brother Messenger, coming. Coming in like a grown man, I hear you. I said, hey, coming in like a grown man. Like, can we sit at the big table?
Let's go on and do it.
Listen, you know, I was trolling, as they say, and I came across this article on Serena Williams. In fact, I'm recommending to the whole cast that everybody download that News One web app, because I'm telling you, they put out some really, really good stuff. But anyway, I seen where Serena Williams.
What's the name of it?
News One. Yeah, News One. They give you some really good news. Who's that just joined me? Okay. Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, so Serena Williams just made her 2-year-old daughter, Olympia, co-owner in a professional soccer team. They made history as being the youngest owner of a franchise. And I got to tell you, I think that's awesome, particularly because it shows Serena getting a better understanding how this game goes. It ain't just about riches, it's about wealth. And by giving her 2-year-old daughter part ownership in a soccer team, in a professional franchise, Serena said her daughter will always have a seat at the head table. And, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that sounds good. Oh, you go, girl.
Yeah, that's what she did. But it made me wonder, do you think that the neighborhood or the environment in which you were raised determines, I mean, your financial or your economical outlook on things? In other words, do you think the rougher the neighborhood you come from, when you get money, you're more apt to give back to that neighborhood? Does that make sense? As opposed to, you came from a all suburban household, so now that you have money, you still are not really in touch with the underprivileged. Is it just me? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
What do you think? You think that, in other words, you know, you coming out of Patterson, some of the not so suburbial type environments, when you come into money, I think that when you have an opportunity or the chance to give back, you give back deeper because you felt that pain deeper.
Well, that's just me. I still think it has to do with just the type of person that you are, because if it's just in you, then you'll do that. You won't forget. But it's a lot of people that's in and out of the hood, per se, that don't give nothing to this day.
Thank you. That's right.
Well, again, so I don't know. I just thought, you know, because I know for a fact, maybe younger Kenny Hodge might not have thought the same way. But if I had millions like that, without a question of doubt, man, I would give a large portion of that back. Close to my
heart. That's who you are.
not where you came from.
Yeah.
Right.
Has nothing to do with where you came from.
Well where
people
I came
come
from
out
may be who
pudding.
I am.
That's who you are. Face it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, no, and I appreciate it, but I am who I am because of where I've been. So my environment. Yeah, your environment shapes you, man.
I don't know. The environment, a strong person, yes. A weak person, it's not the environment. If he comes from if he comes from Fifth Avenue and 86th Street, and if he's a bum, he's going to be a damn bum.
Okay. He sounded like he was getting ready to go into that scene from Rocky. Rocky, you're a bum. You're a bum, Rocky. Okay. Hey, but moving on to something else here. He said he's a bum. But speaking of bums, that was a bad transition. Let's talk about our president just for a quick second, and then we're going to move on. Did you see where he refused to acknowledge John Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
saying,
man.
Did you expect him to?
But no. Yes. Hell yeah, I did, man.
I was surprised that he lowered the damn flag.
Listen.
The day that the man died, I was shocked.
It's just some shit.
I almost wanted to salute. I couldn't find a flag.
Oh, gee, you're original, man. You said if I could have just found a flag, woo. Hey, but anyway, but there's some things in life you do, and again, if it's not gonna cause you direct harm, I mean, I don't care how you felt about that. You can't. And once again, and he's a congressman. He's just not a citizen. Again, this man just says he sets the bar so low that
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, every time you think you hit rock bottom with him, he goes a little lower.
Yeah, he goes
so
even lower. Yep.
What he really said, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, if a man don't care about your children, what does he care about a Democrat? That man wants you to send your children to school and they haven't done a thing to do anything to kind of curtail this pandemic. So if he don't care and he's almost demanding that you send him, you think he care about John Lewis, who was a Democrat? If
Man.
You got a D in front of your name right now, he could care less.
And
about.
Black. He had two strikes. And black.
Right. And black.
And once again, I'm simply saying that as the president, even if you didn't mean the shit. Now, again, I guess that goes to show, our hypocrisy runs forever. It runs very deep. But even if you, there's certain things, I think, that are part of your protocol. And when you have somebody.
How can you expect good out of evil? How can you expect good out of evil?
That is true.
It just
that
doesn't
is true.
Happen. This man is an evil with the capital damn E.
He said evil. That's what he is, an evil man. But he never changes. So one thing I'll say to him, and again, this really ain't in support of him, but he the same joker that he said he was going to be.
Yeah, he sure
but,
is.
Yeah, he is. No matter what he does, no matter how much trouble he get in, it does not matter to this man. He has his mind made up that this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do next. No, I'm not worried about no subpoenas, no trial. This is what I'm going to do, and this is what
but
he
continuing
does.
Continuing in that line, you face him up, he'll back down. He backed down about the mask. He backed down about the convention in Jacksonville. He faces tough opposition. He'll back down.
I
just want to correct him on one thing. When you call him an evil man, I don't consider him an evil man. I just consider He's got a base that he's working with, and that's what he cares about. That base loves him, so they don't see him as evil. We just see him as evil because he's not doing the things that we think he should be doing. So I wouldn't call him evil. I call him ignorant or something, not evil.
Well, you know what's so funny, though, man? I didn't even want to talk about him tonight, but I know two people, one black, one white, that are hardline Trump supporters, man. Now, for the brother, I don't know. I just feel sorry for you because I don't understand how you ever got there. But for my white friend that I know that's a Trump supporter, I'm telling you, we would have been cool. Not would have been. Everything was cool. I mean, he showed me hospitality when I was in his state. And so I only went on this little page to say it's kind of heartwarming to know that all Trump supporters ain't racist bigots, man. I mean, I don't understand how they follow him, but these are two what I call pretty decent, as they say, pretty stand-up guys, man.
That's because these people, the only thing that they're interested in, unfortunately, stand-up guys, but they're only interested in the bottom line, their dollar. And Trump has been able to. That's why you'd be surprised at the black people. You want to know a lot of black people that support Trump? Go to Atlanta. A lot of entrepreneurs down there, they support him because he's the bottom line is he's giving them dollars. And when you was just talking about your environment and bringing up, see, these people, they got the same issue. They were brought up, they're black, they're successful, but now all they're still thinking about is themselves. So it's once again, it's not where you're from, it's who you are, or who you think you are, or who you're trying to be.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. Yeah, we keep this show moving. What do you think is going to happen to the world of sports now? Do you think sports are ever going to be sports like we knew them? Would you go to a basketball game right now? Would you go? Wait,
hell
hold
no.
on,
right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here go the ultimate test for me right now. And it's just about the way you answer this question, messenger. If you had two front row tickets to the Knicks right now, would you go?
Nope.
All right.
No.
You ain't got to say no more. You ain't got to. You don't have to say no more because I understand what that means. So, but let me ask
people
you this.
People still go to Knicks games anyway?
Hey,
easy.
OG, I can't protect you, man. When you go on the Knicks, man,
I got shot in my bad.
All right, I got you for everything else, man.
How many people going to the Fog of Arlen game?
Hey,
the whole team is just found out. The whole team got the virus.
No, 8 guys. Come on, 8 guys.
All right, that's the whole starting lineup.
That's bad. That's terrible.
But let me ask you though.
At least we won our first 3 games. Run that up a flagpole.
Wait a minute, hold on. It's because I'm a little late now because I've been working a lot. You mean real professional sports have already started?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Baseball.
The whole weekend they've been playing. Yankees were supposed to play.
They started on Thursday, Kenny.
The Yankees were
okay.
supposed to play. Philadelphia, and they chickened out.
Now you can just chicken out.
Yeah, because the Florida Marlins, they played them over the weekend, and all the Marlins are sick. That's why they chicken out. They don't want to be hanging around Philly. Yeah. Philly was hanging out with Florida.
Thanks,
so,
Nurse.
Well, let me ask you this.
You're
yeah,
welcome,
okay. But let me ask you this right here, though. Are fans allowed to go to the game?
No. They got cardboard cutouts in the streets.
You know what? Watch this. I'm sorry. I seen a flash of that the other day on TV. I swear, I thought it was like Sports Center just bullshitting. But I seen the flash of the cardboard people there. I thought Sports Center was just like was bullshitting or something. But that's how it is now, huh? Don't get me wrong.
Crowd noise in the background.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If you're a ball player, you're a ball player. But it is so different. Playing in front of a stadium full of people than playing just y'all that, you know what I'm saying?
Good.
So, but they play the crowd noise.
Okay.
Except there's no crowd.
Wow. That's kind of weird.
Well,
is that football back too?
Miami, they don't go football. They don't go to baseball games anyway. We average like 2,000 a game, 3,000 a game.
All right, but
so
wait a minute. Is
Miami
basketball back?
Thursday.
Is basketball
huh?
back? I saw Thursday. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this weekend, I think.
All right. But you know one thing, though? I would like to say that this time around for this pandemic, I mean, a lot of athletes, and primarily I'm more concerned, not only concerned, with the black athletes. They are using their wealth, their base, and their voice, man, to support. I think it's beautiful, man. I do. Because
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, again, and just like we thought Kaepernick had nothing to lose, I mean, they got shit to lose, too. But I don't know. I see
but there's safety,
more of
safety in numbers.
Sure there is. Yes, there
For
is.
Instance,
but I do. I give up.
About 3/4 of the football players are black. What do you think would happen to that industry if they decided if you kneel down, you're gone?
Who said, where was the guy in Dallas,
you kneel down, you're fired.
Denver.
Elway, with his ugly looking self, said if you kneel down, you're fired. If the whole damn team kneel down, he's going to fire the whole team?
Well, see, now here's watch this.
As a
businessman, if that's not in my contract, then I'm gonna say fuck you, John Elway. That's me.
That's
but
right.
now if it's in my contract,
I thought of you better than if I'm a team owner.
No, if I'm a team owner and that's what I want, that player's got to make a decision. Now, when enough players say fuck you to that decision, they'll take it
out. Thank you.
But if no worries. Yeah, if I'm a team owner, if that's what I want, remember, this is my team. You are the man, you are the woman, but you play for me. I pay you to do what you do. So if this is what I want you to do, hey.
The fact that you're an owner.
Yeah.
If you're an owner, does that mean you have no principle?
We want to look at them, but let's take a look at, let's break it down even simpler. How many times we go to work and our boss want us for less money than what they make it, do some stuff that we would technically, we wouldn't do, but we do.
Right.
Every day.
Sometimes.
Unless you work at the post office, that's one of the jobs where the employees always get to tell the man. The employees get mad if the manager tells them to do something and they want them to do something else. But most other industries, again, you work for me, man. I hire you to do, and I don't mean that in a slavery connotation, because I'm paying you.
Oh yes, you do, because
no,
means
I don't.
But you don't own my soul. I'm sorry. You don't own my soul.
Wait a minute. So it's okay.
I'm not asking your soul to do nothing. I'm asking you. That's different. I'm asking you.
I can pay you $15 million to go out there and throw your body. Let's talk about football. I can pay you $15 million to go out there and throw your body with all your might into another person, trying to cause him enough, not so much damage, but to stop him in his tracks. But I can't ask you to kneel. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm with the kneeling. But I'm also saying if I'm an owner, then I got to put that in your contract. And if it's not in your contract, well, we got to renegotiate. Maybe I'll give you an extra million for that if you agree to it. But now all contracts moving forward, they're probably going to have some kind of language in there for that. It's bullshit, but do you want the 50 mil? Or do you want to stand up straight?
And if 35 guys making 50 mil said, hell no, I'm going to kneel, what are you going to do? You going to fire the whole team to smite your face?
Watch this. But you're not going to get 35. You're going to get 6.
I'll get 34.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get 34.
Hey, watch this. If you can get 34, then you can make me change my contract. But some of them wasn't, you know, yeah, wasn't. But some of them 34, this their first paycheck, and they gonna look at that. This their first paycheck.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Sure.
At my age, I find myself a little bit worried. I would think that you would agree with me because of a generational change.
I do agree with you.
Them to do everything possible to get things changed. And you talking about if I pay you $50 million, I owe your ass. You don't own me.
No, listen. I agree with you 1,000%. But all I'm saying is that if I hire you to work for me, and that's one of my provisions, then that's what that is. You can accept or reject. I'm not touching you. So I'm not asking you to worship anything. So, yeah, I agree with you. Now, again,
What do you want me to do? You going to flog me?
If that plantation owner...
Have somebody beat on me with a whip?
If that plantation owner would have gave me $15 million, I probably would have got up many mornings on my own. He probably wouldn't have had to beat me if he gave me $15 million. See, I'd have got that shit done.
Well, I know it sounds good, and of course we would like to say that, but I'm just dealing with what I deal with every day at my job, okay? And trust me, they ain't nowhere near the millions, and they be having me do some stuff. It ain't crazy, but just some of the stuff they have me doing, I don't feel I should be doing it. It ain't nothing crazy, but I still don't think I should be doing it. But guess what? I'll be listening.
He said what? But they tell you not to talk. As soon as they move, you be talking again?
I'll be talking again, right, yeah.
I'll be talking again. Yeah, but again,
did you hear?
Go ahead.
Did you hear what Mike Ditka said?
Yeah, see, Mike
yeah,
Ditka
said, yeah, just
kneeling
like that
athletes
way.
Should get the hell out of the country.
Yeah.
Now you
yeah.
see what I'm now see. Now when you hear, watch this. When you hear somebody, especially at this day and age, still taking that position. Now again, I think it's wrong to kneel. I think it's right to kneel is one thing. But when I gotta leave the country because I won't pay homage to a flag that, again, if we gonna talk about what the fuck that flag really mean, it don't mean shit for me.
Well,
but I can still kneel in front of it. No. But once again.
How many people need to
once again, the issue was never kneeling for the flag. Again, so again, they can throw all the abracadabras they want, but I say again, the issue. Well, again, just a reminder, because we can talk about kneeling for the flag, but that wasn't the issue. That's just an issue.
Flag was the symbol of the whole mess. That's all. We understand that.
Well, here's my thing, because I think they just, like you said, it was a symbol. But anybody that tells you to get out of the country or some, even anything stupid like that regarding a flag, it's just the real them is coming out. Because this
is
just a flag. They make 6,000 flags a minute. And so for you to be so petrified because somebody got on a knee because a flag that was up in the sky or out on the field, you want me to leave the country? Your real you is coming out. For anybody to take offense to that, it's crazy.
You know what, man? I'll bet you if you go back and find some of the Chicago Bears, I'm saying this to be funny, but it might not be. If you go back, when I hear Mike say some shit like that, I'll bet you if you go back and find some of them Chicago Bears, the nigger word was used a whole lot in training camp. Don't ask me why. I'm just saying. The nigger word was used a whole lot in training camp, but it was probably accepted because we're in the competitive arena of sports. But I'll bet you if you talk to some of them old Chicago Bears, that ain't no new shit for them with Mike Ditka, because that was way left, man.
That's why Walton Payton quit, because he couldn't take it no more.
He said, don't call me another nigga, Mike.
Don't call me another nigga.
I'll run that goddamn ball every down. Don't you call me another nigga, man. But you know, as we start to begin to wind down this 30-minute show, I thought about, you know, every week we try to stay on Black Lives Matter, but you know what? It's just dismal to me, man. It is, and don't get me wrong, OG. I ain't giving up hope. I don't know how to do that, but it's just crazy. I don't know. Did I talk about this on the last show, the $20 bill?
No.
If you get a chance, it kind of saddens shit on an overall perspective for me. The next time you get an opportunity, take a $20 bill and look on the back of it. Hanging over the White House, you got to get a magnifying glass to see this, because I can't make this shit up. It looked like there's a black man hanging over the White House, stretched out.
Why
do
they
want?
Is that why they want to put Trump's picture on it?
I don't know. No, I'm talking about on the back. But I'm simply saying, this is what I got from that. What if they're making money, and $20 bill's been around forever? That just goes to show how deep the hatred is. Somebody has got to design that plate so that that nigga or that image of that black person can show there.
Hey, I've got to get me a magnifying glass because I meant to call you. Actually, I did call you. You didn't call me back. Now we'll get to that another time. But anyway,
okay.
I looked and I didn't see it, bro.
I looked and
get
I
me
saw
a magnifying
it.
Glass, but yeah. I didn't see it.
And I saw it, man. I looked, and again, and it wasn't because I wanted to see it. And again, it's not a clear picture, but the silhouette and the color of that person there looks like he's hanging. His head is high, so it performs the top of the building, and his legs are stretched, so they look like archways from a piece sitting on top of the building. And
right,
I just said,
yeah,
please do. And again, get back at me if that ain't what it is. But the hatred is interwoven into the damn currency of this nation, man. That's to me again. I don't know why that has such a deep impact on me personally, but I said, damn. There's no way, man. This whole shit is set up that we're never gonna have what it is we're supposed to have. In order for black people to achieve equality in North America, they got to tear down this whole fucking system and redo this whole shit, because the system they got, they will not allow it to be adjudicated or implemented on an even level, man.
Wow.
Again, so that was my little rant as we get ready to close, because we have an awesome system of democracy in this nation. If you if you read the Declaration of Independence, if you read the Bill of Rights, those are excellent. That's excellent framework for a nation. It just gets all fucked up because they take those documents and then they put that whole slant on it for people of color, and that's why we have what we have in this nation today. And I don't see anybody that's ready to stand up and really, really attempt to change that. A lot of people are going to pacify it, but I don't think anybody can actually change that. And I say that as one who fights against it every day.
All right, my brother, where did you see that? Where did you see him hanging at? Where? Over that light? Where? Flag? Where?
When you look on the bottom, you see the word White House, right? On the back, you see White House?
I must be looking at an old bill.
You won't see the word White House on the back in the middle of the building. And then if you slide right up to the top of the building, you'll see him hanging there. Or you'll see something strung out there that really, really, really looks like an image of a black person hanging over the top of the White House.
No, I don't see a picture. I don't see a sign that says White House, bro.
Okay, maybe you got the wrong bill. Yeah.
Oh.
You got the bills you made. Yeah. Don't get the ones that you made. No,
not the ones that I made.
No.
The Treasury Department is listening to somebody in trouble.
What's this?
Oh my God.
He got the $20 bills that got pictures of presidents in color. he got color pictures on him in 3D and shit. And wonder why he keep getting caught. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
That was our show for Monday night.
I got no
problem. I thank you for hanging out with the Addict. Again, our aim is to entertain you as we try to bring you relevant facts. Let's say good night, Cass.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Cass.
Somebody
and
always
my friends
says that.
In Patterson, New Jersey. Don't forget the duck.